As a youth, I thought of traditional Judaism as not much more than a system of rules and regulations. As I matured, my knowledge and understanding also matured, and I came to see Judaism as the blueprint for a relationship between ourselves and the Almighty. The recitation of Slichos has been described as an important element in mending and rebuilding that relationship when we stray. The recitation of Slichos in preparation for the High Holy Days represents the confluence of two modalities for tapping into God's mercy. The first of these two modalities is the time itself. After the sin of the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu ascends Mount Sinai to plead for divine mercy to be extended to the Jews. After 40 days, on the first of the month of Elul, God tells him to ascend to receive the second set of tablets. Moshe Rabbeinu remains there for 40 days. On day 40, Yom Kippur, the Jews were again the beneficiaries of God's wholehearted, joyous satisfaction with them, mutatis mutandis. These 40 days, from the first of Elul until Yom Kippur, became set for all time as a period of divine favor, during which repentance, self-recreation, would be that much easier. For all time, these 40 days would be the most auspicious period of the year for the creation of a new self. The second of the two modalities is the recitation of the Slichos themselves. The main part of the Slichos is the communal recitation of the 13 attributes of divine mercy, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. The Talmud tells us that God himself told Moshe Rabbeinu that if the Jews will recite these 13 attributes in the course of repentance for sins, they will receive divine mechila, forgiveness. The Talmud also states that the recitation of these 13 attributes is never chozros rekan, never unsuccessful. Through the Slichos and the 13 attributes, one merits a downflow of divine kindnesses in which God treats us with more sweetness than that to which we are technically entitled. It's worth noting that Slichos constitute a tfilas hatzibur, a prayer offered up not by a group of separate individuals, but rather not by a group of separate individuals, but rather by the corporate entity known as the tzibur, the community. The Slichos even have the structure of a tefillah. They start with Ashrei, followed by the most crucial element, the 13 attributes, and conclude typically with Takanun. Let us conclude with the directive given to us by the Maharil, a key figure in the history of Ashkenazi practice. The Maharil writes that during the period of Slichos, one should examine his or her deeds. One should be regretful for one's sins and confess them within the confessionals of the Slichos. In the merit that we will not fritter away this opportunity to grow, may God inscribe all of us for a good and sweet year.